What we're going to do on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock at the NMU Archives in the LRC is talk about family history. How to do family history, how to do the research, what it's all about, and where you go to find the information you need.
And you want folks to come out and say, well, this is kind of where I'm from. What can you help me with? And so on and
absolutely.
So forth.
Absolutely. I also want people to come to the archives and have a good time. That's where we're calling it, evening at the archives. You know, we're not going to have waiters with black tops and candlelight or anything like that. But we're going to have a lot of old records and a lot of dusty old records. But we're going to make them do something for you.
Now, you're doing this, I know, as part of an also there's a push on to kind of get the word out about the archives and let it become a community resource for folks. But you're also saying that folks, if they have things that are tied to Northern in the area, that they can certainly look at submitting it to you as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. You know, the archives at NMU isn't just for the university.
Right.
Of course, that's our primary mission, but we're also a public place. We're a place where people can go anytime during our open hours and do historical research or just find out a little bit more about the history of their area and have a good time with history. And to do that, we have to get that history, and we get that history from all of you folks out there who create letters, journals, documents, photographs, the things that document the history of our region that makes us important as a people. And we need to get you into the archives, bring that stuff in, give it to us so that others can use it and discover even more.
I'm making an assumption in this, but I would think that it's a safe assumption that quite a bit of the archives are from things given to you by employees,
yes,
students, what have you.
Yes, absolutely. But, well, you know, we're primarily the university archives, so we've got mostly university official records. But everything else, like Cleveland Cliffs archives that we have, personal papers of teachers, organizational records such as the Kiwanis Club or the Azonta organization, even Marquette General Hospital has given us records. We've got all sorts of stuff for people to see.
One of the things that I've noticed when I've talked with friends of mine, like during homecoming, and things like that, a lot of us don't think of maybe something from 15, 20 years ago necessarily as there being any interest in that kind of stuff, especially like with the archives. But that's really not the case. You're looking for it basically right up until
yesterday.
Up until yesterday, because yesterday was history.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. I could tell, if we had the time, I could tell you some horror stories about the things people have thrown away, burned, sent to the dumpster. I mean, it's a tragedy. If you've got something that's even a few days old or 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years old, bring it into the archives. Let me take a look at it before you throw it away. You know, grandma's old letters to her first lover before she got married to your grandfather. You know, those letters may have some important information that she wrote down about what life was like in Marquette in the 1920s.
Has the advent of the internet and things like Facebook, where we're seeing a lot of like UP and regional things that people are posting some photos and whatnot, has that fired up interest that you're seeing folks coming to the archives more, talking to you more about it?
But it's a two-pronged thing. It's fired up interest. It's made people interested in the archives. It's given us an opportunity by digitizing records such as the CCI records that we have online. Mm-hmm. On our website. But at the other hand, people are all taking digital photographs. How are we going to preserve those digital photographs? The hardware changes, the software changes, there's obsolescence, and there's also the longevity of the media. And we've got an important historical record that everybody is doing, but nobody's keeping. What about all the blog posts you make? Those used to be journals that you wrote down with by hand. What about your Twitters and your Facebook postings? I can tell you April has some very interesting Facebook posts. But what I mean by that is, who's recording that and where are they being saved? And there used to be a time when that was a literary art form, writing letters, and you would think and you would reflect about the world around you and you'd write it down in your letters and your journals. That's not happening anymore, and we're not saving it. So it's a two-pronged thing. You know, on one hand, it's a challenge, and it's an opportunity to make great records available through digitization. On the other hand, it's a real threat to our heritage because we're not saving that material very well.
Let's remind folks what's happening Thursday.
Thursday, 7 o'clock, from 7 to 9 at the Archives in the LRC, LRC 126. That's a Hardin Learning Resources Center where the library is on campus. We're going to have a family history workshop, and we're going to talk about the archives and just some of the basics about doing your family history and the information we have there at the archives and elsewhere in the area to get you started.
And I think you said it best when you said earlier also that if you're thinking about throwing it away or something like that, you'd be happy to check it out first.
Call me first, 227-1046.